One of the first things we teach our children when we take them out in public and we see somebody who's physically infirmed or incapacitated, or you see somebody who has some sort of mental issue, we tell our children, don't stare, don't stare, don't stare at him, don't stare at him. After a while, don't stare grows up into don't see. And after a while, people who have problems or issues or are in any way different from us, we have a tendency to erase them mentally from our mind and play as if we don't see what we do see. It's interesting to notice during the pandemic, all of a sudden the word first responder changed its meaning. A few years ago, a first responder was a fireman or a police officer based on 9/11, and we celebrated and we hailed them as first responders, and rightfully so, we should have, because they were heroic and did amazing deeds. But up under this current pandemic, the word changed its meaning, first responder, to start acknowledging people that had been invisible to us, people who drive us, people who deliver packages to us, people who kept working in the grocery stores, people who put themselves in harm's way to make sure that our needs were met. And all of a sudden we were clapping for them and we were honoring them and we were singing songs to them and we were acknowledging them and we became aware of their importance and their significance. And we recognized that without them doing what they do, we could not do what we do. And they became important in that moment. But up until then, they had been invisible. Nobody clapped for the girl at the checkout counter. Nobody clapped for the guy who put your groceries in the bag. Nobody clapped for the person who brought a sandwich by the house. Nobody clapped for the pizza man or honored him or recognized him or appreciated him, because they tended to be invisible to us. When I talk to homeless people throughout the years of our ministry to homeless people, they say one of the most difficult things about being homeless is that you cease to be a person. That you're standing there in need and people are driving by you as if you are a different species altogether. They look and they look away. They try to ignore you. They don't see you. And they don't recognize that there but for the grace of God, it could be them. They don't seem to recognize that at one time that person could have worked at a store or worked at a bank or been somebody's father or been somebody's mother, may still be somebody's mother, somebody's father, but they become invisible because we like to see people who are different from us as others and thereby invisible, and it absolves us of the responsibility to care for them. I want you to think about that today. I want you to think, and we can understand, though it's not a good thing, we can understand how people can become invisible that we don't know. And unfortunately, sometimes we take people for granted and we don't really see them. But we also realize that people can be in your own house and become invisible. When you think about Jacob and you think about Leah, and he thought he was working 14 years to get Rachel, 7 years to get Rachel, and then 7 more years only to be given Leah in place of Rachel. And he found himself in a situation where he went in and spent the night with her and didn't know that it wasn't Rachel till in the morning. And my mind just is boggled at the concept. How could you spend all night with somebody, be intimate with them, be close to them, hold them in your arms, go to sleep with them, and still not know who they are? That is the worst kind of blindness, the worst kind of invisible, where you objectionalize an individual and you don't see them as a person. The Bible says in the morning, he said, behold, it is Leah. He didn't even know who he was with. So many of us live in situations where we work with people who don't see us. We're married to people who don't see us. We birth people who don't see us. We have parents who don't see us. We go to churches where they don't see us. And we live in this invisible pseudo-reality that God is getting ready to switch around and do some amazing things and bring you to the forefront. Don't be shy. There's going to be some clapping going on. There's going to be some shouting out the windows. There's going to be banging on some pots saying, we appreciate you, because all of a sudden the invisible are about to become visible.